Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Wednesday's Hero. Today's hero is Lucien Adams, Staff Sergeant, U.S. Army. Name of the story is The Tornado from Texas. The place, France, 1944. 20-year-old Lucien Adams joined the Army in 1943 after spending 2 years in a wartime plant making landing craft, just like the ones that would carry him to the shores of Italy and then on to France in the American invasion of Europe. In the summer of 1944, the 3rd Infantry Division landed near Saint-Tropez and began advancing into central France. By late October, Sergeant Adams' company was near the town of Saint-Dié in the Montagne Forest. They were moving down a country road to open a supply line to two assault companies of his battalion that were cut off by the Germans when they were stopped by heavy enemy fire. Adams, sent forward to scout the German position, reported back three enemy machine gun nests to his company commander. His captain said, "You go on down there and make a breakthrough to get those GIs." Carrying a borrowed Browning automatic rifle, Adams began walking with his men down the road, which was heavily wooded on both sides. They hadn't gone 10 yards before the German machine guns started firing, killing three of his men immediately and wounding six others. The rest of his unit hit the dirt, but Adams pressed forward, shooting the Browning from his hip as he zigzagged from tree to tree. As fire from the German machine gun tore off leaves right above his head, he killed the gunner with a grenade. When another German popped up from a foxhole a few feet away, Adams killed him with a burst from his automatic rifle. Charging into the fire with the second machine gun, he killed the gunner with another grenade and forced two supporting infantrymen to surrender. Then he ran deeper into the woods, killing five more Germans. When he got to within close range of the third machine gun and the gunner began shooting, Adams thought, "Uh-oh, I'm a goner now." But the gunner missed, and Adams killed him too. By the time he finished his one-man rampage, he had cleared the woods entirely of enemy soldiers. His men started calling him the Tornado from Texas. Right after the action, Adams was told by a messenger that he was being recommended for the Medal of Honor. Since he had heard the same thing after Anzio, where he single-handedly destroyed a German machine gun position, he didn't pay much attention. For the next few months, he and his unit continued to fight their way into Germany. In the spring of 1945, after the Americans had reached Munich, he received a call from regimental headquarters telling him he needs to go home to be awarded the Medal of Honor by the President, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Before he left, though, FDR died. So Adams received the medal from Lieutenant General Alexander Patch on April 23, 1945, at Nuremberg's Zeppelin Field. Interesting enough, an American flag was draped over a huge swastika at the top of the stadium. After the ceremony, the American engineers removed the flag and then blew up the swastika. Today's hero is Lucien Adams, who was born in Port Arthur, Texas. He died March 31st, 2003 in San Antonio, Texas. And he is the Tornado from Texas, Lucien Adams.
Wow! Wow!
Before there was Rambo, there was the Tornado from Texas.
Where do we even start to unpack this story? Clearing out an entire patch of woods by himself.
Yeah. After everybody, well, you know, your captain says, you need to go out there and break through that line. Everyone's either shot or hit the dirt, and he's like, well, I got to go do this. And then I love how the last machine gun nest, the German opens fire and he goes, oh, well, that's it for me. And the guy missed. Oh, he missed. Boom.
And all this after getting through Anzio.
Yes.
My uncle Bill Witten was in Anzio.
A lot of guys were.
And every time that we bring this up, I wonder if him and my uncle Bill Witten ran across each other and did anything together.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Is that Mitch's dad?
It is.
Oh.
Yeah, Bill Witten, Mitch, Tim, and Conway Witten.
Conway Witten.
That's a great name.
Conway Witten is the coolest damn cat to ever walk planet Earth.
Well, and you're in the family, so
well,
that makes it really easy to be number one. Okay, so the tornado from Texas again, and then at the end being part of history where you're in that stadium in Germany where all of that stuff happened. You know, I'm pretty sure the Zeppelin Field in that stadium is the one that they had the Olympics in, whatever. But though they put the American flag over the swastika,
yes,
and then after the ceremony took it off and let's blow that damn
thing. Kapow! What a great ending, and what a great, great, great man. Medal of Honor recipient, and sadly enough,
we just lost
another one.
Yeah, we lost ours. Herschel Woodrow Williams. Woody Williams. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows Woody because you talk about a tornado.
Yeah.
This guy has been touring Kentucky and the nation as the oldest living Medal of Honor winner, and sadly, he passed away last night.
I believe, and I could be wrong, and I often am, didn't Woody lie or he did something to get in served? Like he was too short or something, and he did anyway. I think they told him he was too short to serve.
Yeah.
Somehow he did it anyway.
Yeah. There was a lot of stories of guys that lied or faked a test to get in, and they end up being heroes. It's crazy. Woody Williams was born October 2nd, 1923, in Fairmont, West Virginia. And he passed away last night. He was 98 years old. Medal of Honor winner, Purple Heart. He was chief warrant officer. He in the 1st Battalion, 21st Marine Regiment, 3rd Marine Division.
I think he was the last surviving Medal of Honor winner from World War II, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that's correct. And he, every time I met him, he was like a tornado. And he... not just rational. The guy was had the most energy in anybody in the room.
Oh, he was sharp.
And we're talking about with Terry Miners and I are in the room. And we're always running around yelling. We drive people crazy. Woody was just he was even worse than us. And he was at his age. I met him 4 or 5 years ago, so he was 93 or 94 years old. And I was like, "You're 94, dude."
Mm-hmm.
But he was
I was going to fix you up with mom.
He did so much with AMVETS and everybody else. It's amazing how much good work he did at the end of his run, and he will be missed, and that will be on most of the stories on the news for the rest of the day.
And by the way, I just confirmed, Dave Jennings, you're right. Herschel Woody Williams was indeed the last surviving Medal of Honor winner from World War II.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's take a short break. We'll come back. News Radio 840, WHAS.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What do we got here?
It's Conway Witten.
Oh, it's Conway Twitty. What song? Hang on.
Redneckin' Lovemakin' Night.
Redneckin' Lovemakin' Night.
Oh, yeah.
We need to do a Show Us Your Twitty Tuesdays.
I do want to remind people that tomorrow we're going to do our usual Friday events like this Week in Music and Crusade for Children Trivia will be tomorrow.
Since we all took Friday off. What's up?
It's a little known secret. I don't know if people knew that that this celebrity, a television celebrity, was witness to the shootout last night.
Are you serious?
That's true.
That's true.
Like a local celebrity or like a national?
No. You know the Family Guy's TV show?
Yeah.
Cleveland.
Cleveland Brown?
Cleveland Brown.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Cleveland Brown.
I thought this was when, usually when you say celebrity in Louisville, you mean like, you know, the Grand Marshal of the Derby Parade.
No.
You know, guy standing next to table on episode 3 of Shirley, Laverne and Shirley.
No, Cleveland Brown was a witness. Here's his witness.
As I was setting to turn into Arby's, a car passed by, and a guy was hanging out the driver's side shooting back towards the state police. I would say there was probably 15 to 20 rounds coming out of that car as I was sitting in the turn lane to get into Arby's.
Wow! Man. I thought you were playing with me.
Cleveland
You're dead
from Family
serious.
Guy was in town last night, yeah. He witnessed the whole thing.
Is Family Guy doing one of these like Brady Bunch specials where the whole family travels to Louisville?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Because like everybody loves Raymond. They go to France.
I don't know.
Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? So maybe, wow.
Or was it this guy?
Yes. I'm looking for Victor Maitland.
Oh, Victor Maitland.
I didn't realize that this is a members-only club. Mm-hmm, but I have to talk to Victor. It's very, very important.
Are you sure it's Victor Maitland you want?
Oh, yes, Victor Maitland, the gray-haired gentleman, very dark-skinned, Capricorn.
Capricorn?
Well, why don't you give me the message, and I'll take it to him.
Okay, I guess I can do that. Tell Victor that Ramon, the fella he met about a week ago, tell him that Ramon went to the clinic today, and I found out that I have herpes simplex 10. And I think Victor should go check himself out with his physician to make sure everything is fine before things start falling off on the man.
Perhaps you better tell him that.
You know, I think that would be best.
Can you imagine?
I think that would be best.
Sylvester Stallone was meant to play that role.
Yeah, I know.
Eddie Murphy's role?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my. I can't even imagine that.
Yeah. Well, it's a different movie then.
Oh, of course.
I read a thing yesterday where Ivan Reitman, when he was talking about Stripes.
Yes.
He said he hadn't done a wartime period because they were in, you know, Vietnam War and all this other stuff.
Right.
He said, well, okay, we're not in a conflict. I want to do a buddy war piece comedy.
Yeah.
So he comes up
like
with
MASH or something. Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So he comes with the concept of Stripes, but he has Cheech and Chong in mind for it.
It could have been good, but different.
But it's not, you know.
No.
It's not Bill
Murray.
It was
Murray lightning in a bottle, dude.
Right, absolutely.
And the side characters, Francis and John Candy.
Yeah.
Come on.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, I want to tell you about Spartan Safes. Folks, a safe used to be considered a luxury item, but now it's a necessity. Sadly, if you look at the crime in Louisville, southern Indiana, all the surrounding areas, hell, the nation.
Hide your children, hide your wives.
Oh, my gosh, it's gotten bad. Protect the things that you can't replace. Do it with Spartan Safe. And right now, this is the biggest sale of the year. They have this sale once a year, every year. It's called, and I love it, the July 2nd sale. Spartan Safe has their sale on July 2nd, and that way you can go ahead and celebrate July 4th the way every American should. This is the biggest sale of the year. You can also get 33%, up to 33% off great American Liberty Safe brands, like Liberty Safe and more. And by the way, Spartan Safe has a brand new showroom right here in Louisville. It's right over off Blank and Baker Lane. Spartan Safe, here to protect the things that you can't replace. Do not miss the sale going on right now through Saturday. They're once a year, July 2nd sale.
All right, moms reveal strange things about parenting. It's hard to explain to non-parents your life. And it starts pretty simple here. You sneak around after they go to bed, and it's almost like you're a teenager again trying not to wake your parents. I said, man, life is so strange.
Get the Chardonnay, they're sleeping.
It's true. And the worst thing is when you step on a Lego and that pain shoots through your foot and you can't yell because you don't want to wake them up. And before cell phones, we had these things called, hey kids, landlines.
Yes.
So there was a phone on the wall in the kitchen.
Get off the phone.
Swear to you, I'm not making that up. There was a phone on the wall in the kitchen.
If you're lucky, you had a real long cord so you can go in the other room.
And if somebody called, it went...
Yeah.
So... If, let's say, Dwight calls you, hey, let's talk about the show tomorrow.
Yeah.
The baby just got to sleep. There was real hate on one side of that phone.
I still, when you call me, not you, because we got to talk about the show and stuff, you guys. But when someone calls me as opposed to texting them,
it upsets you.
You have absolutely no idea. I don't understand.
The only people leaving messages are people over 60.
Right. Listen, unless I'm defusing a bomb and I need both hands and I can't right. text, then you could call me. Otherwise, just what do you want? Text it and I'll answer you.
Mom reveals the strange things about parenting. Your toddler's going to see you naked and make remarks, and it's going to humble you.
Have you ever seen your mom naked?
I remember Maggie ran by and slapped the butt of our kindergarten teacher because she was drinking a Coke and slapped her on the butt as she was running by and said, "Better change that to Diet Coke."
Oh my gosh,
that's awesome!
We heard the kindergarten teacher told us about it, and I said, "Are you going to give her an F now? Do they give Fs in kindergarten?" They do not.
Not anymore.
She's all hopped up on sugar, she was.
Moms reveal strange things about parenting. At some point, you're going to have to explain to someone at which point during the pooping process you should wipe.
When you're done.
Well, you have to. That's part of the instructions. When you're done. That's what she's saying.
Of course, you don't know when the baby's done as he's laying there.
How old are you when you start wiping your own butt?
Oh, three or four.
Oh, my gosh. You got to endure like 3 or 4 years of doing that.
We kept the pull-ups them in the cabinet just to remind ourselves from one age to the next what we used to have to do. How much acting it requires.
I love all your games.
Oh, the acting is unbelievable. Sorry, kids that are listening. You can pick out the smell of your kid's poopy diaper over other kids' poopy diapers.
No way.
That's true.
No way.
Absolutely.
Pervert.
And you can, if there's a room full of screaming kids and your kid is in trouble or something happens, you can pinpoint the sound.
And
easily.
For some reason, if it's a baby in your family, the poop doesn't bother you. Someone else's kid, it's like, yes. Ugh.
Getting to see a movie or a show that you actually like.
Paw Patrol.
More stuff that moms reveal about being a parent. That you could feel like three emotions at the same time just watching them eat their lunch, play, or whatever. Yeah, it's kind of a roller coaster.
That's how I feel with Lemmy.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that's what you feel about us.
No, every time Lemmy brings me a tennis ball, it's a roller coaster emotion. I've got joy. I've got love.
That's it.
It's not really a roller coaster, is it?
No, it's not. No.
Okay.
No. Like a bumper car.
Sorry.
No. That you can learn to catch puke in your skirt or your purse. That's true. I've done the cup in the hands.
I've done that before, too, but it was with...
And your purse.
Yeah, but it was with
people
Susan.
In their 20s.
It was with Susan.
It was with a woman that was in her high 20s on a Jimmy Buffett bus. And her and her name rhymes with Schmoozen Schmiler Schmitten.
Or if... Because I had John throw up all over my shoulder. He was laying on me. He was tired. He was like, "I'm overheating. I'm tired." And then you hear...
Hey, I wonder if my wife's the only candidate running for public office that has a husband talking about her puking on a 50,000 watt.
I'm going to say.
Probably?
Yes.
Oh, that's an advantage.
Odds are, yeah.
Hey, that's an advantage.
It shows her human side, Dwight.
Right.
And here's the worst one. Seeing aspects of yourself that you don't particularly like show up in your kids.
You know, I was watching a story last night on television. I forgot what it was, but. A woman and a man were trapped. They weren't married to each other. They married different people. They were trapped in a room. And she says, "I've got four teenage daughters. You don't know what I'm going through."
Right, yes.
And he goes, "Yeah, I do, lady. I've had five and a son." And he said, they start talking about it. He said, "The one I hated the most was my son. Hated the way he ate, hated the way he talked, hated everything about him. And then I realized it was because he was me."
Yes, yeah, yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. Having kids is
my parents
so
hated
simple.
Me for totally different reasons.
Okay. We're going to get Johnny Tucker here in a moment to talk about the market and the Bloomberg Money Minute.
We see these stories about scammers, and you wonder, how can anybody fall for that?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
How about this one? A Nebraska woman is out tens of thousands of dollars to an Instagram scammer. Police say she was contacted by someone claiming to be actor Henry Cavill.
Superman?
That's right. The modern-day Superman actor contacted her, so she thought, on Instagram. What did he say? Going to send you a briefcase full of $10 million worth of diamonds.
Well, that sounds legitimate.
And then the police say Henry Cavill told the woman the briefcase was held up in customs and she should give him her banking information so he could get it through.
Oh.
She gave him $40,000.
Oh.
Wow, that sucks.
I do like that actor.
I remember one time, and I hate talking about this because Lance is a dear good friend of mine, but I think the statute of limitations have...
All right, let's hear it. Lance McGarvey, voice of Louisville basketball.
I don't know if I should do this or not because...
the Yum Center.
I don't want to get Lance in trouble or anything.
Voice of Lou City FC in the stadium.
Do I tell it anyway?
We don't have time. We're going to go...
We got a minute. If it's a minute story.
I remember Lance McGarvey used to call up people way before the internet and try to scam them out of money by, you know, brink, hello? Hey, this is Prince Charles. And if you send me $1,500... I'll give you a castle and $10 million. But it never worked.
Sounds like Nick Cage.
It never worked for him, though.
Yeah.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
WHAS. Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Boom, 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 boom.
Illinois Central.
Hey, Willie.
Hey, Dwight.
This is one of my favorite Willies.
15 cars and 15 restless
How is Will? How is Willie Nelson still alive?
Weed. Something that some of our senators in Frankfurt do not want us to partake in.
You know what? They want to kill Willie.
Yeah, listen. To the dumbasses in Frankfurt that won't even let the bill be heard because, well, it might be dangerous and we need more studies. Here's a study.
They don't believe that.
Willie Nelson. No, of course they don't do it. To your point, why would you not vote the views of your constituents unless you were, I don't know, maybe getting paid? All right, I want to say...
It's called On the Take.
Yeah, it's what it's called.
They've decided that there's more financial gain.
Uh-huh. For them.
No.
Than keeping their seat.
No. They haven't been told to do it yet. It's a big difference.
By a certain company where animals run around in a circle.
Did you see the interview? Sorry, Squirrel Chase.
That's
here.
Okay, that's
the two ladies from out of town, the one interview one of the TV channels did on Derby, and the lady goes, "We're from so-and-so." She goes, "I never thought watching a couple of animals run in a circle would be so much fun."
Add bourbon.
Yeah. Are you related to Dwight?
Wow, look at these animals running in a circle.
That's a Pink Floyd song, isn't it?
Should be. Couple of things. I want to say happy birthday to a man who was very influential and helped change my life. In high school, I was a bit of a naughty one and was thrown into relocated into a program called YD, known as Youth Development.
Yes.
It's where...
Or to the rest of it, we called it...
Young Dummies.
Young Dummies.
Yes.
I mean, sorry.
Well, listen, the teacher of the YD that I was put into, it was headed by a football coach and golf coach by the name of Joe Freshley. Very genuine man, very kind and caring man. This teacher, Joe Freshley, he actually gets involved with the students. He changes lives.
Yeah.
He's more than just a teacher. Yeah. Had it not been for people like Joe Freshley, Stan Whitaker, Dan Shepard. I still remember all of these teachers by names that affected me. And I want to say thank you and happy birthday to Joe Freshley that helped turn a little punk around.
Who was standing at the top of the stairs the day after your dad died?
Oh, my gosh. You're going to make me cry.
Joe Freshley.
Absolutely.
Now, we've made an experience of being a teacher so awful.
I know.
Joe Freshley's... The young Joe Freshleys that turn into the Joe Freshleys that help a Dwight Whitten get on the right track, they quit. They quit. They're like, I can do something else for double the pay because I'm not in charge of my own classroom.
Going back to Joe Freshley, I can't recall him ever, and there was a lot of kids a lot worse than me. There were violent kids in this program, Whitey.
Yeah.
And I can't recall Joe Freshly not once losing his temper and losing that demeanor. Now, I've seen him take action when violence struck out, but I never
seen... Guys like that were the back of the neck guy.
Whack!
But, ooh, okay, I'm going to stop.
But there were,
but now they'll cap you.
But I didn't see an angry demeanor. Does that make sense?
It absolutely makes
he
sense.
Would handle situations. The guy's incredible. So if you know Joe Freshly, if you're listening, I love you and I thank you for what you did for me in high school.
The only violence you took part in.
Violently opening ho-hos.
Violence. Damn it.
I'm so sorry. Can we rewind? Thank Joe Freshly.
Look, the only violence you took part in
was
rewind violence, again.
Yeah, violence. Let's try it over. Joe Freshly, I want to say happy birthday.
He's a great man.
Great man.
And look, there were some violent kids in your class, but the only violence that you took part in was a Klondike bar.
Dollar out.
I think that's a $2. Also, my sister-in-law, Kathy Young, she texted me because something very, very dark happened today, June 29th, 1975. And I want to make sure we never, never, ever forget what happened on June 29th. 1975.
Is that Three Mile Island?
No.
Oh, the movie Grease opened?
You're right.
No, that was later.
It did happen on an island.
Yes.
Happened on Amity.
No, it's not Star Wars.
Oh, it's not a Star Wars story.
As we hear Star Wars theme, it was Alex Kittner died.
Oh.
I'm not going to cut open that shark and see that
Kittner boy.
See that little Kittner boy spill out on the dock in front of everybody?
Right next to Pippet.
Yeah.
No, Pippet
who else
did not
died
die.
That day?
Pippet
why
did
do you
not die.
Why do you forget the dog?
No, listen. Pippet was a very smart dog. His owner could have went to Feeder's Pet Supply and bought that dog a proper toy, but he was throwing a stick. Pippet just said, you know what? I've got loser parents. I'm going to swim away and get better parents.
Gotcha.
That's what happened.
Did you see this story? There was a guy that supposedly was bit by a shark. They said it's the biggest one they've ever seen. 20 pounds. I'm sorry, 20 feet.
25.
20 pounds. But 25. Then the story said he lost 20 pints of blood and he's okay.
20?
The human body has 10.
Yes.
Right.
Little exaggeration for effect, perhaps.
Okay. Let's see. What's the name of... Do dogs die? The dog die? What's the name of that... Where you can look
up. There's a website.
Don'twatchthismovie.com.
Is that what it is? No, there's a website called Does the Dog Die or something, right?
Ah.
Isn't there?
I think so. But I've never looked for it.
Hang on.
Don't go in the water, Pippet.
Here we are Googling again on the air.
There are sharks afoot.
DoesTheDogDie.com. Okay, crowdsourced emotional spoilers. Let's look up Jaws.
Don't go in the water, Pippet. It's just a stick. Don't do it. No, Pippet. No.
On. Here it is. Oh, I.
Okay,
he's looking for him.
Yeah, here we go.
Pippet. Oh,
no,
why is
no,
it this
Pippet.
Way?
Pippet, come on,
Pippet. It doesn't say anything about the dog dying.
Okay, it's true.
It doesn't say anything about it. Pippet didn't die.
This theme changed everyone's life.
Oh, my gosh. I still won't get in our swimming pool now. Not by myself.
Night.
Not by myself or at night.
Because the lights in your pool look like Ben Gardner's goat.
I know.
Goat. Boat.
That's Ben Gardner's boat.
All right,
has the Narragansett beer come out yet with the Jaws can?
We need to because
for the summer.
Every year, the three of us, we want you to join us.
Loaded up last year. I bet you I drank 10 cases of it. It's really good beer.
It is good beer.
I'll tell you what, I've got to go out today. I will check and see if there's any Narragansett Jaws throwback editions. If there is, I'll grab 3 12 packs for this weekend.
Sweet.
Yep.
All right, let's stay with sickos. Let's go to Pennsylvania with a Lancaster County lady named Claire Miller.
Hi, Claire.
Hi, Claire.
She killed her sister.
Oh, my.
Oh, Claire.
Quote, I Michael Myered her.
Ooh.
When she got to jail, she also said, quote, I'd have killed someone sooner if I knew I'd get McDonald's.
Huh?
This is where the Stephen King part comes in.
Oh, this is where it comes in. Okay.
The sister she killed.
Hang on.
Had cerebral palsy and was asleep.
No!
Oh, Claire.
Claire, you know better than that.
Docs testify she was stabbed 7 times in the chest and the neck, and when the authorities arrived, the knife was still sticking out of her neck.
That'll do it.
Let's just hope Claire Miller never sees the outside of a jail cell again.
This isn't California, is it?
That's exactly what I was getting ready to say. Please don't
Pennsylvania,
be in California.
Lancaster County, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Wow.
Now, how does McDonald's play into this?
When she got there, she hadn't eaten, and the jailers brought her McDonald's because she needed food.
Why would you bring her anything?
Because there's laws.
Yeah, there's laws. There's laws against killing people, too. She didn't care about that law.
Nope.
Let me tell
her
you.
Sister was cerebral palsy in her sleep.
I know.
In her sleep.
I know a thing or two about a thing or two, and she didn't deserve McDonald's.
No, she deserves no food. Look, I don't know if any kid doesn't deserve to go to bed without food or dinner. You're it.
Oh, wait a minute. The prisoner's complaining because she's hungry? Well, I got something for her. It's called an oatmeal cookie. No, it's called an oatmeal raisin cookie.
Jailers would get sued.
But before you give it to her, go... hey, who wants a chocolate chip cookie? And then give her that oatmeal raisin crap.
That's funny.
Okay, Tony, you've got a teenage daughter. Is she dating yet?
No, not
yet.
Not that I know of.
Okay, this is Phoebe writing in. She wants some advice. You may have
Hi, Phoebe.
Thanks for listening, Phoebe.
My little brother has been dating a girl for almost a year now. She's an attractive and sweet girl, but an awful match for him. He has an MBA from Penn State and is one of the smartest and most motivated people I know. She didn't go to college and goes from job to job in different low-skilled positions. I didn't say anything when they first started dating, but now that they're getting a little more serious, I feel I should point out to him that those huge differences are going to be a problem for them if they plan to go long-term. How do I approach this subject with him without seeming petty or intrusive?
It's none of your business.
None of your damn beeswax.
What are you doing?
Stay into your relationship. Are you married? No. Do you have a relationship? No. Maybe there's a reason. If you find out some sinister thing that she's doing, I get it. Because her career path isn't the same as your superstar brother? Come on. Now, reverse it. What if the girl... you know, the girl's the brilliant one with the MBA and all that, and then she's dating the bad boy that works on motorcycles and you know, whatever. Oh, that would be okay story, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
See, it's just like, it's same with my story. I had to tell my mom, huh, Mom, listen, Susan is only doing that to pay her way through college, okay? I want to marry her.
Mother, do you think Mom like this song?
Boy, this is a cheery. Golly.
They are selling their catalog, by the way.
Who's not?
They are.
Who's not?
They think they're going to get a half a bill.
Well, of course they will.
Yeah.
Springsteen did.
Yeah.
So did Neil Young, I think, didn't he? A half a billion dollars.
If you interview Roger Waters and who's the other one?
David Gilmour.
David Gilmour. They're like, we were in such a dark place as humans when we did these albums. There's no possible way we could get back to that. To do Dark Side of the Moon and all that.
How bad do you got to hate each other to not go out on tour? Like Richards and Jaggers, they're not mates. They're not really good friends. They don't like each other.
It worked out for all of them, though.
Yeah, I know.
They all made millions doing their own thing.
David Lee Roth got back with Eddie Van Halen. They were hated enemies for decades.
Absolutely.
They went on the first tour back together like 7 or 8 years ago and was $20 million a piece?
I don't know.
It was something crazy. Like $20 million a piece. And it was like, oh, maybe we should do this more often. And they separated them. So it was the only time they saw each other was when they walked on stage.
I remember I remember this. It might have been the last Van Halen concert I saw on the Different Kind of Truth tour when they all got back together like that. And we were in Cincinnati, and Eddie was playing some guitar licks. All right? Not his main solo, but he kind of went off on a run. Well, David Lee Roth starts scatting. And then shushes Eddie.
Oh.
I remember elbowing Susan and going, and that's why Van Halen won't stay together much longer.
It was David Lee Roth. It wasn't
Eddie. Of course it was. Of course it was.
And it goes back to high school because we interviewed the guy that went to high school with him or something.
Hey, coming up at the top of the hour, it's a movie director that says, I'm calling it quits. I thought he already had call it quits. We'll tell you who it is right after the news at the top of the hour. And then also in the 11 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking to Richard Furay. He is Richie Furay. He's with Buffalo Springfield, also Poco, and now he's got a new record out, and it's really, really good. Tom Drexler is what I want to tell you about right now. One Tom Drexler, that's the number. Yeah, Tom Drexler. We use that number for our it's a hotline for our home. It's the hotline for every homeowner. I don't care what's going on at your house. Tom Drexler's got you covered. Plumbing, got you covered. Electrical work, Tom Drexler. Heating and air, bathroom remodel, you name it, Tom Drexler has you covered. And Tom Drexler, he's been a perfectionist as long as I've known him, okay? Louisville, Southern Indiana, E-Town, I don't care where you are, one Tom Drexler's the number for you. Every single technician that he gets, he tries to find the best of the best. And then and only then, he puts them through Tom Drexler University to bring them up to his standard of excellence. There's a reason. There's a reason Tom Drexler, his name is synonymous with perfection, and you'll know when you use them for your services. Call the man whose name is his number. It's one Tom Drexler. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mother, should I trust the government?
By goodness.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.